Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is brought to you by StarCharge, the largest EV charging manufacturer in the world, and is also a provider of residential and commercial battery storage and microgrid solutions. And KimPower, the reliable, quick, and scalable EV charging solutions for everyone and everywhere. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. I'm Francie, and I'm joined by Kyle. And today we're talking about the Out of Spec EV charger lineup. So you may have heard in the past that Out of Spec is getting some DC fast chargers, and that's wild. Oh my gosh, how are they going to do that? Are they putting it in Kyle's driveway? What's going on here? We've got Kyle here to clear up the rumors, to let us know where we are along this journey, because it, you know, of course, on the podcast, we cover everything electric. So welcome if this is your first time. And I'd love to know, what exactly are our plans? How far have we come along with the DC fast chargers in Fort Collins, Out of Spec headquarters? Kyle, please fill me in. I'm dying to know.
Well, me too, honestly. So I'll at least let everyone know where we're at today, which is, you know, middle February, early February 2024. We initially announced that we were going to be starting to cover the charging space in 2024 at the end of 2023, which is where Car Review Outlet primarily, but EV charging is so important to the transition to electric vehicles. I think maybe the main reason why it's not going to work as quickly as everyone wants it to. And so therefore, I thought, let's start to divert some of our efforts into learning about charging, covering charging just as much as we do vehicles, because this technology is just as important as the electric vehicles that we drive. And with that, I decided, well, we're always, you know, experiencing, visiting, charging, hammering DC fast charging companies for their performance or power levels. We should learn what they're going through at a very small scale. So I decided I wanted to install DC fast charging myself. And this is no easy task. I reached out to a couple companies and I said, hey, you know, do you think you could send us a unit for, you know, a year or two so we could put it in, we can learn about it, we can make the educational videos. And that request really went crazy. It started with Autel, who are it's a great partner. They're really good friends of ours. We've done a lot with them. Dan's been on the podcast to walking us through the entire product line. Dan Larson, he's a great friend of mine, but also just one of the most knowledgeable people in the charging space, fully understands everything and is like, you know what? Great opportunity for Autel to support Out of Spec, which I really appreciate, to install high power DC charging for an educational series. We're not doing this to make money. We're just doing this to learn. So they sent us a 240 kilowatt all-in-one DC fast charger. Can you look down when that video was posted? How many months ago was this?
Three months ago.
Okay. Feels longer than that, but 3 months ago.
It does.
And this is the last thing we've ever spoken about on the topic, which was me unboxing it. The arrival, the unboxing, and saying more episodes coming soon. And more episodes have not been coming soon, to be honest.
Yeah, people are wondering what's happening with the charger. And has anything changed from where it's sitting right now, where we can see Alyssa is taking off all the plastic off of the DC fast charger?
No, not really. It's moved to the other side of the garage. but a lot of work has been going on in the back end.
So yeah, it does take a lot of work. I'd love to know, like, what is going into the collaboration and where is this, you know, and who are you having to work with to get this installed? You are not a project manager for a public charging network. So really, how are you going about this?
Yeah, I'm not a great project manager at all. And that's what's been holding this up is me. Our office, we have moved back into Colorado State University Powerhouse, which is sort of an innovation lab in collaboration with Colorado State University for research on decarbonization, on hydrogen, electric, solar, blah, 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 technologies. Really cool. Lots of little startup companies, including us, that are in there. And it's a great building to be a part of with really the Northern Colorado future energy people all in one space. So I love it because I'm fascinated with new energy. Of course, we review cars. There's really nothing new about that, but they welcome us in and it's wonderful. We were there. We actually moved away, hoping to move into another building. That didn't work out. We couldn't put a garage door on it. So we decided to move back, and I think it's the right place for us. We love to be there.
All right. A quick break from today's episode to thank our sponsors, Climate Exchange, for sponsoring today's video. I am excited to share this basically dream of mine for you to possibly win a fully customized electric vehicle while supporting a nonprofit working on climate policy. This is Climate Exchange's 8th raffle, and there's less than a month left to enter, so definitely hop on this. Other online raffles might give you a few vehicle options, but nowhere close to this one. Their grand prize winner can choose any fully customized EV worth up to $112,000. This is the price of a fully loaded Tesla Model X Plaid. So if a car on our show, any of the Out of Spec channels has caught your eye, now is your chance to drive home in it. Plus, they make the process really easy. They cover all the taxes, they pay for home charging, and they'll work with you to design and order your dream car. Plus, they also have cash prizes, so you can take home possibly $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, or $10,000. Tickets have sold out for the past 3 years, so definitely don't miss out on getting yours right away. No matter what, your purchase is going towards a great cause. Climate Exchange is a nonprofit, and they're working very hard to help states pass policies that fight climate change, something that I take very seriously. That's the whole reason they're running this raffle. They know that EVs play a key role in reducing pollution, and the proceeds from this raffle help fund their important work. You can buy tickets at www.carbonraffle.org or just go to the show notes and click the link in the description. Sales end on February 27th, and the winners will be drawn on February 29th. And now, back to the show.
So first of all, the chargers will be installed there. Since it is called the Powerhouse, we have a lot of power. It was the original power station for Fort Collins. So there's no lack of available power from the connection point to power a DC fast charger or a few. And that is a huge benefit to us because it could take 18 months just to get a transformer installed somewhere before you can even start digging. Thankfully for us, we already have the high power connections run to the building very close to where we're going to install the charger. Great. So to be totally transparent, right after we made this video, I got super busy, and that is what has delayed this project, but more has happened as well. We posted the video of Autel sending us the unit, and we got a lot of messages from a lot of their competitors saying, hey, if they're doing it, we'll send you one, and we'll send you one, and we'll do this, and we'll do that. And I was basically like, okay, I don't even know how I'm going to install one of these things. Let's put the brakes on this project. Let me figure out what it's going to take to do all this, and then we'll go. We are covering the cost of installation on the Out of Spec side. So right after I posted this, I had to do some Europe trips, and I really just got slammed busy. And it wasn't until about a month ago, in the beginning of January, did I really start making some headwind on the installation process here. So there was, again, about 8 to 10 weeks of the charger sitting there idle, me not pushing the project along. I was just slammed trying to get all the end-of-year car stuff covered. And as part of that, our friend Kirk, who made it in this video, who runs the Powerhouse sort of building and is an awesome engineer himself, he had a local electrician come out and quote us to install the DC fast charger next to my garage door. We have a garage space in there, and to put it right on the outside where we could charge a couple vehicles. We have some parking spaces. And I think the quote really wasn't that bad. It was somewhere around $35,000 or $40,000, something like that, to wire up the charger, which, if you know DC charging installs, that's a lot less than the many hundreds of thousands of dollars it is to install them typically. So I was pretty pleased with that. But I also thought, let me at least post on LinkedIn and see if there's any, you know, there are dedicated DC fast charger install companies out there, Wynn Marion, Owl Services, et cetera, that literally their business model is installing DC charging for Electrify America, for EVgo, for all of these companies.
Right.
And so I just said, hey, I'm connected in the EV charging space on LinkedIn. We gotta install this charger. We have some other ones coming too. I'll talk about those in a moment. Could anyone recommend some installers? And things really got crazy at that moment because we started getting messages and calls from every top installer of DC charging equipment in the country, from QMerit, who sponsors Tom Malogny's channel, from Wynn Marion and Owl Services. These are the three providers that I decided, okay, if we're going to narrow it down, they're the three biggest ones. They're the real hardcore guys. They're all extremely knowledgeable. Let's talk to these guys. And of course, from my side, we're going to be making videos, and I'm happy to promote their companies. So, you know, I'm also like, how can we reduce our cost of installation if we do some videos? So also trying to see what they'll offer us, if you know what I mean, in terms of, you know, and all of this will be transparent to the viewers. We're going to get the cost, everything associated laid out for everyone with all of this. And yeah, we've had Wynn Marion and Owl Services come out and visit the site now. So we've had two of the three quotes that I want to get. QMerit is planning on coming out very soon to quote their installation costs. What I've asked for them is, because the marketing teams are separate, I'm asking for the raw installation cost for our entire project. Wynn Marion gave me a quote. It was mid $40,000 range. It was more expensive than the local electrician, but that is because the project has expanded slightly since the original electrician came. I have not received the Owl Services quote at this time, but I'm expecting to sometime this week. And then QMerit is going to come in, of course, and quote us with their local installers. They're sort of a match you up with the right installer type situation.
They sure are.
And to be honest, to be transparent to the viewers, the one that I'm going to select is the one that A, will let me shoot educational content. That is, like, we have to film the entire installation. It has to be from experts. I'm not budging on that. But then it's also like, who values our coverage the most and is going to give us the cheapest install cost? Just to be totally honest, we're going to have hundreds of thousands of views and over time millions of views on this project. So that there is a value to these companies, especially as every CPO watches our videos. And it just comes down to, from my side, We're plugging in a charger. This isn't crazy. Who's going to give us the best deal? And that's who we're going to go with. And I've told each of these three companies that's how we're going to operate. They all are like, great, that sounds awesome. And I have not received the quotes again from all three. And I certainly have not received the quotes after the media, what they will value our coverage at. We give them, like, here's what we're going to give you. Here's how we value our coverage. And they can counter offer, or we can do more with them. We could do a couple podcasts with them, throw that in. But we'll, of course, be transparent about how this all goes. And I think our viewers understand that. We, ChemPower sponsors us, all, you know, Star Charge sponsors this episode, of course, as well as ChemPower. That's how we make our money. And we're just going to see who will give us the biggest discount. So that's,
of course,
the process.
That makes sense. I don't think that's mysterious at all. I'd love to know more about, like, the, so if you're receiving these DC fast chargers from different companies, what about the maintenance and operations and also the warranties that are coming along with them? How are you navigating that? Can you speak to that?
Yes. And this is all going to be fully transparent, of course. Autel just dropped it off. They're like, just here you go. And Dan's cool. He's like, if it breaks, like, we'll do a thing. I'm like, if you break it, you fix what you broke. If it's an internal issue, we'll fix it. So it comes with a warranty, and it's going to match the factory warranty. And I have that down somewhere. There's another unit that I'm super excited that's actually getting on a truck tomorrow, or on Monday. I don't know whenever this podcast goes up, but it's getting on a truck February 12th. That will be a battery buffered DC fast charger. and it's from a company called XCharge in Texas. And we're friends with those guys. They're awesome. And they're sending us actually one of their prototype experimental units, which is so awesome. And then when they have their series production next gen, which will take 6 months or so, they're going to swap us the experimental one for the series production so we can see if there's any differences. And they're like, you show everything, go wide open. And this is actually going to go right in the front parking lot of the powerhouse at CSU because we already have a level 2 charging station up front and it's in the middle of a parking lot. So we can't trench new high power DC lines up front. So what I think is a cool story, and very separate from the Autel unit, this is way more expensive than the Autel. We're talking battery buffered with hundreds of kilowatt hours of storage. But it's really cool and it's perfect for this use case. We're going to be taking out the level 2 charger that's in the EVSE. It's not a charger, but the level 2 EVSE that's in our front parking lot, which is like an old Siemens unit that's like on its last leg. And we're going to run, there's two conduits that run out there, 200 amp feeds on 480. Which we have a 480. I'll show everyone how it's all going to get wired up. This is all part of the quoting process. And we're basically going to be turning our level 2 charger into a DC fast charger that will charge it over 200 kilowatts right in our front parking lot.
Wow, super cool. And
when we get the series production next gen, it'll be 300 kilowatts.
Jeez. And immediately you have a diversified lineup. I mean, you have the typical Autel DC fast charger, but then this one has the battery buffer. And, you know, if people haven't heard of XCharge, I know that we have covered FreeWire on the podcast. How is this distinct from their setup? Because I know that they also have a battery storage solution within their charging equipment.
Yeah, I love the FreeWire stuff as well. We've gone to the factory. I'm friends with Arcady. Like, I love those guys. They make a great unit. This is just, and honestly, I'm going to do a whole video on a comparison between the two. I think different price points, different battery size, different installation stuff. To be honest, I can't speak to the exact differences. I think XCharge is like a FreeWire dialed up to like 11 is kind of how, that's how XCharge explained it to me. But like, I also want to like see the spec sheets back and forth because I also know FreeWire has a series production line where they're installed publicly. They're a little bit ahead of XCharge. XCharge is still new. They're taking a big leap by sending us a unit and putting it on YouTube, one of their first ones. Really cool. So that's going to go in the front lot. So those are the two units we're discussing at the moment. The Autel, balloons, and the XCharge. Those are the two we're doing the video series on. More to come.
More to come. And they all won't be publicly available. Of course, some of them will just be for research and development on the Out of Spec team, maybe the powerhouse. But the one in the front is going to be a public fast charger, which is one of the only ones in the area, right?
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, so essentially we'll have to. I haven't worked out the details of that yet. I think they're shipping it with a credit card terminal on there. I'm not sure if we'll just give the electricity away for free or not, because I don't want people clogging them. Maybe we'll do free electricity and then charge idle fees. But essentially it'll be during business hours for university staff, students, and us. And then after hours, that lot is public. Whether or not we make it public or not, I have to ask the school if there's any restrictions if we can, because the Autel unit that we're installing in the back, they said we're not allowed to make public, not because they don't want to offer public charging. It's just the area that it's in is not zoned for public access. Yes. And that's the only place we could inexpensively run high power DC until we move into the new powerhouse, which is going to take a couple years.
It'll be interesting to see the permitting process and everything that will go into this, because it's not simple and it'll just be really cool to watch. I'm really excited. If you had, you know, you don't have to necessarily name a brand, but so we're talking about the diverse lineup you have so far. What would be another dream charger that you would like in the Out of Spec charger lineup?
Well, I think I'd love to have ChemPower, of course. I'd love to have StarCharge as supporters of Out of Spec. And StarCharge has said they'll send us a unit, and ChemPower hasn't confirmed it yet, but I'm pretty sure if we asked hard enough, they'd send us one. And of course, I'd love the ABB stuff and the Alpitronic stuff and the ChargePoint stuff, so we could have everything. And eventually, I think we will have the option and ability to install a bunch of DC charging especially because every company seems open to lending us a unit or two, at least for a year or two. The thing with XCharge is a year that we can renew after another year. The Autel is a little more open-ended. We also have another Autel mobile DC fast charger that's coming for another project, which I'm excited about. But the one thing that is also kind of slowing this down a little bit is the original plan of just wiring up one DC charger next to our garage. That could have been done by now. Again, that would have been that $30,000 deal where we just hire the local electrician to put it in. But now knowing that we may have the option to test and review new chargers, this is a whole new business. No one does this, by the way. Reviewing cars has been around since like 1930. But reviewing chargers is brand new. So we're really the only ones. AC charging is a different topic than DC. So we want to have sort of a quick connect and disconnect pad that is going to have to be custom made, that's vaulted, that we can move the cables around because each charger is going to have a different pickup zone. And we also want to have a switch box because we don't ever need to run every charger at the same time. So we can have a series of breakers to divert the power that we're sending out there, because our plan is to wire up a single feed from the panel for 400 kilowatts. So we don't have to run hundreds and hundreds of feet of conduit and cabling and copper. And essentially have a switching mechanism so we can say, okay, let's power on the Autel, let's power on maybe a future ABB or a charge point unit, but we would only have one charger on at one time, which there's only space for two cars anyway, so that's fine, because mm-hmm. most units have dual output.
Mm-hmm. So the scope of the project has definitely grown and changed. So to keep
absolutely. Once we posted,
run with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once we posted that video, everything went just crazy with so many offers. And I appreciate everyone valuing Out of Spec enough to send us all this crazy expensive and cool hardware to play around with and review and test in the harsh environment of Colorado. And all that means is I'm just really trying to find the experts to help us design this project so it's cost effective. Again, we're not trying to make a penny, but I also don't want to lose a bunch of money on this at the same time. Yes, we'll make some back with the videos, but we're talking, you know, now the project's gone from a $30,000 project to where I want it to be is, you know, we're talking 50 to 100, because we're doing the front parking lot. We're doing a vaulted thing. We got all these switches. I got some other ideas I want to do with some battery storage. So it's all, it's blowing up, and I just, I'm trying to do it so we have the most interesting content for our viewers and we have the coolest stuff to play around with. Selfishly, I love this stuff. And, you know, I want to share the message. So forgive us for going so slow, but we're in contact with the right players. Again, I wanted three quotes so that we can know exactly what, you know, if there is a major difference between the companies, these are the things we're researching. You know, why would there be a major difference in quoting? I have not found that out yet, but we certainly will. And I appreciate everyone offering to loan us this stuff. It's fascinating from my side. And again, the only thing that's really slowed it down has just been, I've been busy, I've been traveling, and I'm home in Fort Collins for a week straight. So I'm hoping to push this project along this week.
Good luck with that. Yeah, I think people are eager to see what happens, but these are slow going projects, whether or not you're versed in putting these up or you're Kyle trying to make this project happen. So stay tuned, but don't expect anything super soon, I'd say. Just we'll keep you updated as things come along. So I'll keep continuing to and have Kyle onto the podcast, or Kyle will come onto the podcast and give us a Out of Spec charger update. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's really, really cool that we're able to have generous partners like this, but folks in this industry who are forward thinking and collaboration and transparency and the research and development around what is continuously called critical infrastructure. So really cool to be a part of it. Thanks, Kyle, for giving us all the updates there. And thanks everyone for tuning in. Stay tuned for more updates sometime. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.